This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Khaled Matawa, reading The Pages You Loved. The Pages You Loved. For see how dried, yellowed, with neglect, think of the hands that made them, not with love, with certainty. The leather smooth decades later, the pages warm as wood, the thought reaching a seed that fell from a bird's flight, a hoof tucking it into folds of loam, wispy roots sending it deeper into the dark, the thought like a hair in your throat. Earth knows no such ambivalence. Good to itself, mending, dampening, sends you to self-ignited forest hordes fleeing, blazes in what was there before mouths came to call them eyes, fear and fire, how close the thought wanders into flood and drought and motions attributed to a fist-sized heart. Although swacked senses quaked, those eyes flooding and welling add up to a stone rolling down a mountainside into salt water, the sum the size of a cloud or a glacier thawed. Shut the book. The thought writes itself like yeast. Seam the sky, a smoky tale fastened by the measure of limitation. And you, the world's watcher, moments at the mirror, allowed as achievement. The wisp of wheat highlights in the coffee of her hair, the two of you, hand in hand, across a window display, a clip from that day in Eden, the short footage of days recalled, all eluding fingers, hidden under the sheet's grain. The Pages You Loved is a recent poem, but how recent I can't quite say, really. Written a few years ago, it has stayed in my computer because it wasn't ready or I wasn't ready for it. Its movement beguiled me. Sometimes it takes me a while to get used to a poem that's a few steps ahead of my thinking. So I revisited it a few times over the years and felt it wasn't ready, or I wasn't ready for it. And then somehow it opened up again and allowed me into it to revise it. Just tiny touches, like adjusting a friend's collar before sending them out into the cold or the world.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.